What's up, Browns fans? This is Mark from Youngstown, and you're listening to the Dawgs. Odell, oh well. Let's keep winning. Bleed that orange and brown, baby.
Welcome to the Dawgs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dawgs. As you can see, Justin and Zach still aren't here. We've been sitting here since Monday, and they still haven't shown up.
Yeah, right. What the heck?
Yeah. I haven't showered in days.
Yeah, they're wearing the same clothes.
I haven't eaten, if you can tell. No. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedawgspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. In that same menu, you'll see the link to our merch store. As I said on the previous episode, good friend of the show, Kenny Mack, he's currently raising money for his Movember campaign. We made special t-shirts to help with that. 100% of the proceeds for that t-shirt is going to go to Kenny Mack's campaign. He's trying to hit $2,000. He's done this every year now for the last few years. He's a cancer survivor himself. President of the Browns, Ottawa Browns backers, leaves us intros every week. He's just an all-around awesome dude. Big supporter of the show. So what do you guys say? Let's help him hit his goal. He wants to get $2,000. He's a little over halfway there. You can either just straight up donate if you want. We usually have the links at the bottom of our episodes, either in the comments or in the description. Or head to thedawgspodcast.com, hit that drop-down menu, hit the merch store link, and then you can buy the special t-shirt, and 100% of that money we're just going to donate straight to Kenny Mack. So make sure you guys check that out. Browns have tough opponent this week. They didn't lose. They're coming off a non-losing streak. So we'll get to that, the Lions. Before we get into that, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen. For those of you guys watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Remember to tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more content, head to jointhedawgs.com. Become an official Dawg Pack member on our Patreon page. Lots of cool stuff going on in there with fantasy leagues, game day threads, text groups, friendships, laughs, tears. It's just been a good time. It's basically like an online Browns backers. So make sure you guys check that out. We're trying to beef it up. We got some ideas this week that we're going to look into. So I think it's only going to continue to get better. If you have ideas, hop in there and let us know what you guys think, but it's jointhedawgs.com, become an official Dawg Pack member.
Dawgs game preview.
So Browns have a tough one this week. Which a couple of weeks ago, I just would have been joking and laughing, but no, seriously, I don't know how we're going to play, or what are we going to show up and look like? I will say this, sometimes just with a doctor ordered might be playing the Lions. The sky's falling in Cleveland and all around Browns Nation, and the NFL did us a favor and hooked us up with this sweet game right after we get pummeled by the Patriots. So we're playing, if you didn't know, we're playing the Lions, coming off their best game of the season where they didn't win, but they didn't lose. So they tied. Hey, they didn't lose. We've been there, guys. So, I'm just kind of kidding with you guys, Lions fans. Don't get too mad. Coming into this game, if the Browns just show up and play the way they're capable, that we should win this game by 30, but it's just, are we going to?
It's so hard. Like we said last episode, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down all year long. This feels like the type of game where we're going to come out, drop 35 on them, hold them to, 10, 13 points, and it's going to be a big win. And cool, sweet, everybody's back on Browns high and just in time, shouldn't be too negative, but just in time for the Ravens to drop us right back down. It's the way the season has gone, though. It really is. And, I don't know, man. But you're right. The Lions, it is a very good get right game, or at least get back on some sort of track. I was looking up the Lions team stats, just interested to see how we match up. So Detroit is scoring a little under 17 points a game.
It's about what we scored in like half our games this year.
Yeah. So if we play like we did against the Steelers, we're going to lose. But if we played like we did against, I don't know, the Texans or the Bears, we'll win. So I don't know. You take your pick. Who's coming this week? Yeah. They give up 29 points a game, which we don't hit very often this year. So
basically, if we don't play a top 15 defense, we look really good. They do not have a top 15 defense. I fully expect the offense, because Nick Chubb will be back. I fully expect the offense. We're going to score 40.
Probably.
And it's going to be like everything is fine. Yeah. Baker will be a Heisman candidate. I mean, an MVP candidate. You know,
I didn't even catch that. Yeah. Until I was like, oh, yeah.
You know, everything will be great after this game because I fully expect the offense. Nick Chubb's going to go off. If you got him in fantasy, play him.
Oh, me, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. He's going to go off. We're gonna run all over him. Because it's kind of par for the course what this team does. When we play defenses that aren't good, we look good. And when we play defense that's in the top 15, we look awful.
They are giving up 135 rushing yards on average a game.
Yeah.
So, have your day, Nick Chubb. Who's playing quarterback this week?
Stefanski said Baker is day-to-day. Baker expects to play. I think Baker's going to play.
Okay. Okay.
And again, he'll probably look like really good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't argue with you. Still personally think that they should at least consider the 3-week IR at this point.
I guess the thing is maybe they don't think the injury is why he's playing bad.
That could be. It could be. But now with the knee, I was like, okay, just.
Is the knee really hurt?
I don't know. It looked like it.
There was no damage, no nothing on the x-ray or MRI or whatever he got done. Now, I mean, he's a tough guy. So if he says it hurts. But, I mean, also at the same time, like, things hurt a little bit worse when you're getting beat 45-7 or whatever.
Right. You know what I mean? That's 100% true.
And so I'm not saying it didn't hurt, but I think he's going to play.
Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead.
This game to me it's more about what I don't want to see than what I do want to see. Don't let Jared Goff look good.
Yes.
He was just 14-25 for 114. Honestly, he had a Baker game. You know what I mean? I in the last episode I talked about some stats. I did blind stats. Him and Baker almost having the same season.
Mm-hmm.
And look what good defenses do to Baker. So if you want to be considered a good defense, don't let Jared Goff tear you up, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're going to have trouble winning this game offensively. Like you said, I think our running game will more than enough carry us against the Lions. And we can be mediocre passing if we need to be, whatever. But our defense, it's still the worst part of our team. You don't know what's going to happen. Are we giving up 40 or are we keeping them to 10?
It's the same game plan to stop them as it is to stop us. Mm-hmm. Stop DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
And make Jared Goff throw to beat you. Now, they don't have any receivers, but they do have TJ Hockenson, who's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw to Swift a lot.
Yep.
So those are the two things you got to basically defend. Unless we're going to let Cordero Hodge, you know, torch us.
Revenge game.
I was thinking about this. I was talking to some people. A lot of people have talked about like how good the receivers are for the Browns. Like all you ever hear is like, oh, Higgins is so good and DPJ is better than OBJ. Don't get me started. And all this stuff. And a lot of Browns fans talked about like, man, I can't believe we cut Cordero Hodge. He's so good. He went to the Lions who have no receivers and he can't do anything.
And he's not their number one, two, or three receiver anyway.
Yes. So when people gave me a hard time when I said Higgins was a free agent, nobody wanted him, and DPJ's completely unproven, and we should have kept Odell and Jarvis together, and people have said our receivers were so great. Well, a guy that you guys thought was really good went to the worst team in the league and can't get playing time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a little, you know, off track, but something that I was thinking about on the way in today. Like, Cordero Hodge has done nothing for them, and Browns fans wanted him to be on our team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure anybody listening to this right now or watching, I mean, like, our kind of lackluster tone and lack of enthusiasm for this game is still a hangover from the shellacking we just took coupled with the fact that now we're playing the Lions, it's like, okay, this should be an easy win, but we're not even excited about an easy win because now it's turned into a must win.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing too, is like, I don't want to undersell the game against the Bengals last week, but like, I didn't care about it because I fully expected us to win. Mm-hmm. And I expected us to play well. And then I don't care if we beat the Lions because I fully expect to beat the Lions. You know what I care? I care when we play the next good team on our schedule. That's what I'm going to care about. So come out and take care of business this week, and then let's worry about the Ravens. And then that's where I'm going to care again because, yes, we're going to win. Now, hopefully I'm not jinxing us. Right. But duh. You know, they can't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is just not be awful, and we're going to win this game by 2 scores.
You know, it'd be really nice, and this is something that I would get excited about. Can we shut them out? Can our defense go out there after giving up 45 and pitch a shutout? I mean, I get it. They're the worst team in the league. Pitch a shutout because it's hard to shut out any NFL team. I would love to see that.
And don't give them their first win. Do not give them their first win.
Or another tie.
Yeah, I mean.
Nothing like that. This game needs to be over, just like the Browns game was over against the Patriots in the third quarter. End it early. You know, let's just start working on Baltimore.
Yeah. This game, I don't want to see Deion. We need to get back to good run defense. Don't let him run for 100 yards on us. He's only got 419 on the year, so that shouldn't be that hard. Their leading receiver, kind of like us, is a tight end. So they kind of mirror us on offense. Mm-hmm. Honestly, only we have better wide receiver weapons. I don't think our wide receiver weapons are great. They're better than what they got. Their number one receiver is, so get this, their two leading receivers are TJ Hawkinson and DeAndre Swift.
There you go.
And then,
just like us, if Kareem Hunt wasn't hurt, it would be probably Njoku and Hunt.
Yes. And then their leading receiver is Khalif Raymond, with 30 catches for 363 yards. Their next leading receiver is rookie Amon Ross. He's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Amon Ross.
And it's okay, everybody, to go ahead and say who?
Yeah. He was from USC, right?
Yes.
And then he's got 31 catches for 311 yards. Browns fans would be freaking out about those stats. Oh, get these guys in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? But maybe their offense just isn't set up for their guys to be good. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, it's not set up for the quarterback to throw.
Yeah, but their quarterback has more passing yards than ours.
Ooh, that really sucks.
He's completing, so Jared Goff, I talked about this on the episode earlier. He's completing 66% of his passes, 2,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, quarterback rating of 84. So people have been laughing about Jared Goff this year. If you took his pitcher off there and put a certain other quarterback, so you wouldn't know the difference. And he's doing it with way less. He doesn't have the best running back in football. He doesn't have the best offensive mm-hmm. line in football. He doesn't have Jarvis Landry. He didn't have Odell Beckham.
Yeah, and he has TJ Hawkinson. But, I mean, come on. We've got Austin Hooper and Njoku. I mean, like, we do have... Now, they're not world beaters at the receiving options for the Browns, but they are better than what the Lions have.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%. No. Defensively, you got to step up. I like I said, the offense, this is the kind of game, the offense is going to be fine because we're going to run the ball all over mm-hmm. them.
Yep.
And, you know, we might only complete 14 passes, but it's not going to matter.
Right. But with the defense, I mean, we said going into the Patriots game, Go tee off on a rookie quarterback. I mean, Myles Garrett, have yourself a day. And then instead, we just let Mac Jones do whatever he wanted. So, like you said earlier, don't let Jared Goff look like a Super Bowl contender quarterback.
Don't let this be Mike Glennon 2.0 from last year.
Oh, Mike. I forgot about that.
You know what I mean?
He torched us.
Yeah, don't let this guy come in and torch us, please.
Yes, if we barely beat the Lions like we barely beat the Jags last year.
Yeah. If Jared Goff has 300 yards and a couple touchdowns against us, there's going to be even more evaluating to do. Then if that happens, I'm more into the don't let Joe Woods come back thing.
Yeah.
And I know some people are going to yell at us about the, maybe not. Some people are saying, well, the defense, you know, and half our games this year is only giving up 15, but then the other half they're giving up 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought up those stats. So do you have a guess as to how many points the Browns are scoring on average per game?
This year?
Yes.
Well, in six of our last eight, we scored 16 or less. And then we got a couple games in the upper 20s and like low 30s. So if I had to guess, we're averaging like 19.
You are low. The Browns are scoring on average 23 points a game.
Okay, I wasn't too far off.
Now, how many points on average per game are the Browns giving up?
It's probably around the same.
24. So on average, we are losing games. We are being outscored by 1 point a game. A couple other stats that are just like, okay, this isn't good. So third down conversion percentage for the Browns, 37% on the season.
And we told you on the last episode what it was the last three games.
What do you think our opponents are doing against us?
Oh, it's like 72.
Okay, not that bad. It's 44, but still 7 points higher than what we're doing.
Maybe that was just the last five games, what it was.
Yeah, it was. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the last five games are not good. Fourth down, we're giving up 53. Means every two times a team goes for fourth down, they're getting at least one.
We know that we're not good at it.
40.
That's better than I thought.
It is better than I thought too, yeah. But it's, opponents outpassing us. The only thing they're not doing is outrushing us. So.
I guess there's just not a ton to talk about in this game as far as like the matchup with the Lions.
No, because it should be a very quick, swift, easy win. Go in to handle your business and no big deal.
But it's kind of discouraging, at least on paper. I mean, if I got ESPN pulled up, if I took the little Lions logo off and put a Browns logo up here, and then I took off all these and I took off all their pictures and names, I wouldn't really notice that much difference between the offensive stats other than our leading rusher only had 419 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else looks almost identical.
It is. It's very discouraging.
And the Lions are 0-8-1.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, they are.
This is the first time I've ever pulled up like their team stats and looked at them, but that's disheartening. And that's, I don't know, worrying. Is that a word?
You know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Concerning. All those fun words.
Yeah, we're way more similar to these guys than we are to some of the elite teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I the thing is with this game, and we don't need to talk about it too much longer, but it's much easier, like as fans, I'll look past this game because the team needs to go out there and take care of business. I expect them to. If we are a playoff team or whatever, people still think we are, they don't, whatever. But if you think we are, this game should be, don't even worry about it. We got it. And they're going to take care of business. And they will. But my thing is, look what just happened to us and look what's coming.
Yeah, we got Raiders,
Oakland. You mean Ravens.
Ravens, Oakland, Green Bay, Steelers, Bengals. Call me when we play those teams.
Oh, man. And I guess the thing with this game, talking about all that, is the fear of what if we don't look good? What if we don't? What if we come out and our defense?
What's crazy is you seem fearful that we're not going to look good. I'm completely confident that we're going to look fine.
Well, I'm with you on that. I'm more worried, though.
I'm more worried about us looking so good in this game that it's a mirage.
Well, that too.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm more concerned with. Almost like kind of like the Chiefs played really, really well last night, and all of a sudden they're back. Do we really know? Because the Raiders are kind of scrambling. I'm not saying they're not back, but we're going to call it back after one game, after they just struggled for the last 2 months.
Yeah, all season. They have.
So, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I don't care if we come out and beat the Lions. I don't want to come on here next week. I'm not going to come on here if we win this game, 40-10 and just talk about how awesome we are.
Right.
I'll talk about that after the first Ravens game going into the bye, depending on what happens. This is a business trip. Just get in, get out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't take them lightly, though. Even though I think that we should go in and we should stomp them and we should leave business trip, they took the Ravens to the wire. They just took the Steelers to the wire, which they didn't have Big Ben, but everybody says Big Ben sucks anyways.
Right. Exactly. So this is an 0-8-1 team that really should have some wins.
Yes.
They really should. I mean,
they played super tough with the Rams for about a half or three quarters.
Yes. That's the thing. It is a misleading 0-8. It really is, because they're not that bad. Like, they're bad, but they should have some wins to their name this year.
I'll say this too, if sticking with like the spirit of a game preview, they got nothing to lose. So teams wise, I'm ready for surprise on sides. I'm ready for fake punts. I'm ready for just about anything. We saw them against the Rams. I think they ran two fake punts, a surprise onside.
Yeah, you got a rookie head coach who's trying to get a win.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is a fierce competitor.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jared Goff, who got shipped away for, you know, just like get out of here from his old team.
His old team's paying him to play on a new team.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they think of him.
So, I mean, it's not like he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder or doesn't want to show that, hey, I can still do it in this league. I mean, that you're right. They have stuff to play for. I just don't want this to be like that trap game. That would suck.
Could you
imagine? I don't think it will be. I don't, but
it's just so hard because we're so up and down.
Yes. I do think this is supposed to be an up week. I really do. I mean, we just were really far down. This is obviously going to be a bounce back.
It's kind of too, like, a lot of times when an NFL team comes out and plays terrible and gets embarrassed, the next week they come out and they like throttle Dallas. Yeah.
Oh, whoever's playing Tampa Bay next week, that's going to suck for that team.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas got murdered by, and then look what they just did to the Falcons. You know what I mean? It's because these guys are professional players. There's a sense of pride.
Yeah.
So in that light, the Browns should come out and dominate.
Yeah.
They should show some pride and come out, circle the wagons, and they should dominate. And I think we're going to. I just think even if we do, it doesn't matter because I don't care until the next time we play a good team,
which is the following week.
Yeah. So, anything else? Anything else you think we need to touch on with the Lions? What about you, Justin? What about you, Zach?
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Appreciate it. Lending your voice.
Yeah. No, that's all I got. Come out, take care of business. You can't take them lightly, but just don't beat yourself and let them beat themselves. It's kind of what they do.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%. So before we move on, who out there is ready to score some free bets? So now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings will not leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. And I'm telling you guys, I've been doing DraftKings for many years. Thrilled to have them as a sponsor now. It's so much fun. If you have not tried Daily Fantasy, you got to give DraftKings a try. If you've done other Daily Fantasy, I'm telling you, DraftKings is the best one. It really is, because I've tried many of them. I've tried probably all of them. And I just always go back to DraftKings. All the other apps get deleted. DraftKings is number one for me. They're giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. All right, so you guys all need to go out, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code TPPN, which is for the Pigskin Podcast Network, new network for the dogs here. Bet just $1 on either team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with the promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, to anybody who didn't listen to the last episode, cool news for the dogs. We are now the official Cleveland Browns podcast on the Pigskin Podcast Network, which is part of Amaze
Media,
which is pretty awesome.
It is, yeah. So they started, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, with the Hockey Podcast Network. A couple guys were just doing hockey podcasts, kind of like we started out with the Browns, and they were like, hey, you like this team, I like that team, maybe we should put a little network together.
They got like hundreds of podcasts, don't they?
It blew up. They've got, I mean, we're sponsored by DraftKings. They got huge sponsors now that are, you know, buying into what's going on over there. And they reached out and said, do you guys want to be the Browns podcast?
Hell yeah, we do. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you, everybody listening.
Let's Pick 'Em, presented by Symbol.
So we're going to make our game picks for the week. Before I do, though, I want to remind you guys to check out Symbol. Head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, to play the stock market for sports. Right now, your deposit on Symbol is 100% refundable, up to $500 for the first 90 days. What that means is if you're going to deposit $200, $300, $50, if you don't like how it goes, you lose all your money, you think it's okay, but you're not really having fun, your deposit's 100% refundable. No risk, completely worry-free. Check it out. You're going to buy shares of certain sports teams, whichever ones you want. We're partial to the NFL, but they got NBA, MLB, NCAA, pretty much anything you can imagine sports-wise you can buy stock in. As that stock price goes up, you're going to make money. Buy low, sell high. You know, just kind of like you do in the stock market. Every week you can either win on an instant cash payout for every share of a team you have, you're going to win. Or like I said, as their stock price goes up, you earn money. They also have pick three leagues. They've changed their interface up a little bit this week. So you're just going to head to the website. It says picks down at the bottom. You click on it, look for our pick three league. It's the Dogs Podcast League. This is a good time to get into it because for some reason they didn't have the games up this week, so nobody got any points. I'm a little disheartened by that.
They were just giving everybody a little chance to catch up, whatever.
I think we're going to reach out to Symbol, though, and see what was going on with that and see what they're going to do. So to anybody who is in there right now, especially the people at the top, I know you guys were playing for a Browns jersey, so we're going to figure out what's going on with that. So don't get disheartened and give up. Make sure you're tuning in, checking out your picks every week. Cause like I said, winner of the pick three league gets a free Browns jersey from Symbol, any player you want. So check it out. Symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, and play the stock market for sports. So we're going to move into our game picks for the week. We should be able to get through this pretty quick since it's, just the two of us. So we're going to start with Thursday Night Football. It's going to be the New England Patriots at the Atlanta Falcons. The Patriots are only 6-point favorites after their 45-7 drubbing of the Browns.
I think this Patriots team is, they're doing some things right now. I'll take the Patriots.
So I think I'm going to take the Patriots, but I expect this game to be kind of close because, again, like I said, if you get embarrassed, you come out the next week and you play well. Well, the Falcons just got embarrassed. I expect them to come out and play better. So I expect this to be a closer game, maybe within a touchdown, but I do think New England covers. So then we got Green Bay Packers at Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota coming off a big win against the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Right now, Green Bay is a 3-point favorite.
Divisional game. No, you know what? Only 3-point favorite. I'll take the Packers here.
I'm also going to take the Packers defense is really good right now.
They are. Yep.
So I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers also. Then we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are a 7-point favorite.
You want to talk about up and down teams, the Bills. Yeah. They'll murder a team and then they'll barely beat a team that they should beat. So
they just don't have any running game.
No, not at all. And the Colts do. And the Colts are not that bad.
I played Devin Singletary and Zach Moss in my fantasy leagues thinking, oh, they're going against the Jets. Neither one of them did anything.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll take the Colts here. I think it's closer than 7.
In Buffalo, I think against that defense, Carson Wentz has a bad pick or two. I'm going to take Buffalo.
Okay.
So then we got Baltimore at Chicago. Ravens are 6-point favorites. Baltimore coming off a bad loss to the Dolphins. And I'll tell you what, Ravens fans maybe they do want to hear this, maybe they don't. I don't think the Ravens are that good. I think Lamar is really good, and they win games when he goes superhuman. But if he doesn't, that's basically all they got.
Yeah, well, and the Bears are coming off a loss to the referees in the Steelers game.
Yeah, that was so bad. So. My God, that was so bad. I've almost never seen anything like it.
Now, there's 2 weeks in a row the Steelers should have lost.
Yeah.
Bears and Lions.
That was so bad. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah. It was bad.
So, who do you got here? Are you taking the Ravens -6, or are you taking Chicago to cover here? What are you doing?
You know what? Let's go Chicago to cover. Let's do it.
They do have a pretty good run defense.
They do, and you know what? Justin Fields, he has definitely taken strides from that first game against the Browns. He still doesn't look like fabulous or anything, but it's not as bad as it was.
I think Baltimore wins, but maybe it's a close game again. So I'm going to take Chicago to cover. But
okay.
But I think Baltimore does win. But
yeah, I do too.
I'm taking Chicago to cover. We'll come back to the Browns game. Houston Texans at the Tennessee Titans. Titans just keep winning, even without Derrick Henry. 10-point favorites over the Texans. I'm going to take the Titans.
I will too. I don't see how the Texans. How do they score?
No, who scores? Tennessee's defense, which was their problem last year, all of a sudden is pretty good.
They fix that real quick.
Yeah, take notes, Cleveland. Miami. Oh, this is a game of. We'll call this the Suck Bowl. The Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Dolphins are only 3-point favorites, in New York.
Hey, the Dolphins just boat race the Ravens, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I can't really put it that way because it was close for a while, but they really. Really jumped on him at the end.
I'm taking the Dolphins. The Mike White experiment's done.
if it ever really started.
The Jets, man. They're bad.
That's
a bad football team.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Okay, here we go. Saints at Eagles. This one's interesting because Saints don't have much of an offense anymore, but their defense is pretty good. Eagles are 1.5 favorites. Eagles are kind of another up and down team, yes, like the Browns, and they just had an up week. So I'm going to take the Saints here. I think the Saints win outright.
Yep, me too. Me too.
Washington football team at the Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton probably going to get the start. Washington or Carolina 3.5-point favorite. Chase Young out for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. So that sucks.
Yep, it does.
But Taylor Heineke just had a really good game against the Bucks again. He's like the Bucks kryptonite.
Yes, he is. Yep.
But Carolina has a good defense, and if Cam Newton just doesn't turn the ball over, I think the Panthers will win.
I do too.
Then we got San Francisco at Jacksonville. We're going to see tonight how San Francisco does. We're recording this before the Monday night game. They are 6.5-point favorites on the Jags.
Looking at these two teams' records, it's crazy. Not the Jags.
I think Kyle Shanahan's on the hot seat. And a good friend of mine is a huge Niners fan. And he says the same thing.
What has he done since the Super Bowl run?
Nothing.
What happened to Doug Peterson?
Yeah.
He's getting and he won.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to take the Niners here though. But I don't know. This might be,
you know what? 6 point. What is that? What the spread was?
6.5.
Give me the Jags.
All right.
I don't think they win. But I think this could be a game they keep it interesting. Hey, they beat the Bills, so.
Yeah, that moves us into the Bengals at the Raiders. Bengals a 0.5-point favorite in Las Vegas. Bengals coming off the bad loss to us and then the bye. Raiders coming off a tough loss to the Chiefs. They're kind of right after the John Gruden thing, they got, two wins, and everybody's like, oh, maybe they're better, and then the last 2 weeks. So, but I was watching that game last night, and Deshaun Watson had a walk-in touchdown, and he caught the ball and then turned around and tossed it to the other team. I don't know if you saw that. It was very weird.
It wasn't Deshaun Watson, I can tell you that.
You're not Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, yes, okay. I'm sorry. Because I'm thinking, what quarterback are you talking about? Yeah, I saw that.
What was he doing?
Well, he tried to, I think he saw the guy coming from the right, and he was trying to make a cut. And
if he just keeps running, he runs into the end zone untouched.
I know. But I think he thought that guy was closer than he was, so he turned, and the guy was able to turn around and punch that right out of his arms.
And yeah. if he goes in there and scores, I think that would have made it a one-possession game.
I think you're right.
Now, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. but who knows, you know, what happens. Yeah. It could have at least been closer. But I'm on record saying I think the Bengals might be on a downward trajectory. So I'm going to take the Raiders because I don't think the Bengals will be able to stop them.
I'll take the Bengals out of the bye in this one.
All right. So that's Cardinals at Seahawks. Who knows if Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are going to play. That makes a big difference for me. But Seattle's not good.
No, they're not.
They're not very good at all.
Uh-uh.
So I'm going to take the Cardinals here.
I will too. Yep.
then this might be game of the week. I think it is Fox's game of the week. Dallas Cowboys at Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs 2.5-point favorites. Talk about, I mean, this is a big game, and I think Dallas is for real this year.
I'll take Dallas straight up in this game.
You're not buying into the hype now that after one game it's all fixed?
No, because I've seen a lot of games not fixed for the Chiefs, and Dallas has looked good all year. I mean, I know
they one game.
Yeah, right. But
they bounce back in a big way.
That's what good teams do.
Yeah. This is going to be a good game. I think I'm going to take Dallas also. Difference in the game, this game, I think, is the Dallas can run the ball.
Yeah. They've got two great running backs.
And the Chiefs can't run it. I think they said, Andy Reid said, Edwards-Helaire is going to come back this game, but that don't matter.
No, and Dallas actually has a pretty good defense this year. So yeah,
Michael Parsons.
If they can just limit Tyreek Hill, I'm sorry. What is Kansas City going to look like they did all year to this point? So, yeah, Dallas.
And then we got Pittsburgh Steelers at the Los Angeles Chargers Sunday Night Football. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. And honestly, since we've played them, they've kind of like fallen off a cliff.
I know. I saw them look
like the second coming of football gods.
Yeah.
And then that's just, you know.
This is a game Pittsburgh, they'll win. They'll win.
You think so? Is TJ Watt going to play?
I don't know. I just,
if TJ Watt doesn't play, I say Chargers win this game.
Yeah. I'll go Steelers, though. I will. I hate it, but.
And is Big Ben going to play? Because is he vaccinated?
I have no idea.
Because if he's not vaccinated, is he even going to be eligible to come back?
I don't know.
So I'm definitely going to take the Chargers. New York Giants, Monday Night Football at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 10.5-point favorites. Haven't looked good the last 2 weeks, but nothing like playing the Giants to get you back on track.
Yep, give me the Bucs.
I'm going to also take the Bucs. So that brings us then to our game, Browns, Detroit coming to Cleveland. Browns 10.5-point favorites, even after getting drubbed. That tells you all you need to know about what Vegas thinks of the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, it
boils down to what defense, like we said, what defense shows up this week.
I think we're going to win because I think offensively, I think we're going to score like 30 plus. So I'm going to take the Browns to cover.
I will too. I'll take the Browns.
I'll talk to you into it.
But like we said in the preview, it should be the Browns.
Yes.
Plus whatever or minus whatever. It should be. So, yeah, I'm going to take them.
All right. Those are our game picks. Let us know what you think in the comments. What do you think the game with the Lions is going to be like? Let us know if you agree with our game picks, some of the things we said in there. Thanks for checking out the second episode this week. Big shout out to all you guys for watching the show. Us getting picked up by Amaze Media only happens because you guys watch the show and we have viewership. They're not going to pick up a show that nobody watches. So right. We owe that to you. So we appreciate you guys for that. If we were a little down this week, we apologize. It was a very depressing loss. I'm sure you guys are feeling it too. Hopefully we can bounce back in a big way against the Lions.
I honestly blame it on Justin because he's always like the heartbeat of the Browns fandom. And
he's not here.
He couldn't even get up to come to this one.
Yeah. Though. So anyways, thanks for being here with us to the Dog Pack. We'll see you on the After Hours show. To everybody else, we'll see you guys next week. We'll recap the Lions game. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.